Since the start of the pandemic, some Wyoming residents and business owners have indicated that state officials, especially the governor and the state health officer, have had a heavy-handed approach to health orders. While many people and businesses did suffer financially during the pandemic, state officials say they did try to reduce those impacts. Just to be clear, the pandemic had a devastating financial impact on Wyoming. While numbers are still being sorted out, David Bullard, who's a senior economist with the Research and Planning section of the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services, says from March to April, over 24,000 jobs were lost.
I have not seen anything like that before in a 1 month that sharp of a contraction in employment.
Bullard says the losses were across all sectors.
The largest job losses were in leisure and hospitality, particularly restaurants and hotels. From there, retail trade. We saw job losses in local government, in healthcare, natural resources and mining.
On March 27th last year, a health order closed all restaurants, bars, theaters, gymnasiums, childcare, and all schools, including higher education. In mid-May, those facilities could open with restrictions.
You know, the pandemic has been disastrous for the hospitality and tourism industry.
Chris Brown is the executive director of the Wyoming Lodging and Restaurant Association. He says the COVID outbreak led to cancellations and losses that ranged from 10 to 50% for hospitality businesses all across the state. And that's even with federal help.
If it weren't for the relief programs, you know, that came down from the federal government, it would have been much worse. I mean, many more businesses would not have survived.
Nobody really knows how many businesses have actually closed due to the pandemic. And the other piece is nobody knows what impacts the health orders had. At the start of the pandemic, State Auditor Christy Racines headed up a task force that assessed the impacts COVID-19 was having on businesses in the state and what needed to be done to provide assistance. She says some businesses did close for good, but it's unclear what impacts COVID or health orders had on them.
The health orders certainly did things that reduced revenue and closed people down and limited customers. That being said, I think even after those were lifted, I think there were many businesses that just experienced such a drop in customers because many folks just weren't ready to come out, whether there was health orders or not.
When the legislature met this year, some lawmakers put the blame squarely on the state health officer for the state's economic difficulties through COVID and brought legislation to punish her and give more power to elected officials. Dr. Alexia Harris says her job is to protect the public health by controlling the spread of COVID-19. But Harris also contends that she really didn't do as much as her critics think.
And really, since early summer of 2020, no businesses have been closed, though we have asked for, again, those higher risk businesses to take certain precautions, usually distancing, sometimes mask use, to lower the risk of transmission in those environments.
Harris adds she also tried to keep things as normal as possible. Open schools, the return of fall sports, and allowing some fans at UW football games were examples of this.
So our focus at the Department of Health, of course, is primarily the public health and how we can protect that. But we always tried to balance as much as we could all of the other concerns and take the minimum precautions and measures necessary to protect the public health.
Harris notes that the only time they did a statewide mask order was when COVID numbers exploded around Christmas and hospital space was limited. And while those on the outside think Harris and the governor were heavy-handed, that's not what those in the hospitality industry think. During the mask order, the hours bars could be open was reduced. But Mike Mosier of the Wyoming State Liquor Association says the governor limited that impact.
Things like enabling CARES Act money to assist for the period of time where we had to restrict hours of operations for bars, where they had to close at 10. I don't know of any state that did that.
Mosier adds that Dr. Harris often consulted with those in industry before she issued her orders.
The survival rate that we've had of our hospitality businesses has frankly stunned me. I mean, partially because the restrictions were fewer, our customers stayed loyal, and so the attrition rate that I've been seeing in other states happily wasn't reflected in Wyoming.
Chris Brown of the Wyoming Lodging and Restaurant Association says Harris was put in a very difficult situation and handled things well. He says she and the governor had their hand on the pulse of what was best for the public and the business sector. Brown says he's grateful for their approach. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.